Russia-Ukraine War Escalation Warning by World Tourism Network President. WTN's president, Dr. Peter Tarlow, is also a world-renowned tourism safety expert and has trained law enforcement officers in cultural tourism sensitivity in many countries around the globe. He issued a statement for the World Tourism Network on the organization's view of the escalating tensions between Ukraine and Russia and its impact on geopolitics and world tourism. Dr. Tarlow said. Dr. Peter Tarlow, WTN President. The World Tourism Network, WTN, strongly believes that tourism and peace are interconnected. The seeking of peace is part of the WTN's program for secure and safe tourism. As such, the WTN hopes for a peaceful resolution of the conflict between Russia and Ukraine and a lowering of the tensions between those two nations. The Biden's administration's allowing Ukraine to attack Russia with American weapons is not helpful in the pursuit of European peace and puts the entire continent at risk. This move is especially complexing due to the fact that a new U.S. administration, with a very different foreign policy, will soon take office. The WTN reminds the world that tourism cannot exist in a bellicose situation and that tourism is an industry of peace. WTN condemns the use of both high-powered conventional and nuclear weapons. Instead, and for the sake of both Europe and world tourism, the maximum efforts should be made to find ways for mutual cooperation and peaceful coexistence. The WTN stresses the need for a ceasefire and a demilitarization not only between the Ukraine and Russia both across the European continent. Without such a ceasefire, the chances of the conflagration spreading increase by the day, producing the potential for both political and economic catastrophes. It is only through such a peaceful resolution that European tourism can thrive, allowing the tourism industry to increase prosperity for all of the continent's citizens. Dr. Peter Tarlow, President of the World Tourism Network. The World Tourism Network was launched when COVID-19 attacked the global travel and tourism industry. With more than 26,000 SME members in 133 countries, WTN has become an important voice and linkage between tourism destinations and its destinations. Advocacy work includes relevant issues relevant to WTN members. Iturbonews.com. Interest groups include medical and holistic tourism, ageless tourism, investments, and other topics relevant to SMEs and the organization's local chapters. More information and ways to join, www.wtn.travel.